Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
And I have to say hello to Sus Rhoda Hubert. And this is Bart Gores. And yes, we will have Sus Rhoda greeting us, and then go to the news and then come back to her as well. She's like, I was enjoying Dr. Lepoko. How are you, my queen?
Hi, my family. How my beautiful queen? I'm good. I really enjoyed the tips.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I was like, Baba, we in my heart, I'm like, Baba, we have to run. We have to run. Sus Rhoda is waiting in the waiting booth.
No, I enjoyed. I thank you for having such a graceful, wise man, brother in Christ. And we've learned so much from him. I took some notes.
Yeah. I can't wait to bring him back, because there's so much I believe that he has got to impart to the body of Christ. Yes, the Lord has kept him for such a time as this.
Amen.
So it's just awesome. And it goes well with your message today to say, if fathers don't act, then sons will act up. And it's awesome to see a father coming up and saying, let's do things right. This is not right. Let's correct 1, 2, 3.
Yes, because I was worried that, fathers will say, who are you? A woman, come and tell us, and I was like really panicking. And when I listened to Ntate, I was like, yes.
So for today's message, what were you looking at when you're looking at the sons acting up and fathers not acting? Is it that our fathers are not well positioned?
You know what? There's two sides to the coin. Yes, they are not playing the role that they are supposed to play the role. So if a father doesn't act, why? Okay, let's look at it. Let me put it this way. Why do we have so much rebellion under young boys?
Mm.
And you're going to hear why this boy's act up, because the father did not address an issue when there was an issue. He just didn't. He just turned a blind eye and probably sweep it under the carpet and expected it to disappear. So what they did, they just took matters in their own hands. And it's a ripple effect. There's consequences. But they were acting out of anger, probably frustration that the father didn't do anything, so let us do something. And it happens at home where you go to your parent and you say, for example, this one did this, and they're just not doing something. So what did the child do?
The child will really act up. You're reminding me of the sons of Eli in the Bible. The Bible talks about them, that they were misbehaving, and yet the prophet Eli did nothing to correct his sons.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing it up. I actually forgot about him, because when the Holy Spirit gave me this message, it was also one of those messages that I don't understand, but it's only last night where the Holy Spirit said, this is a message for fathers, for sons, and for daughters.
And
maybe the mothers also. But the emphasis on a father, if you don't fill in your position, your role, what God has ordained you to do, somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to act.
And yes, the world is full of actions. The earth, or the world, let me not say the earth, but let me say the world has got a lot of actions, and they will also give the wrong information to your children. If you as a father are not going to empower your children, they will empower them the worldly way.
Exactly, because you know what, when I go through something and I confide in you, because my mother didn't listen, or she just didn't show any empathy, or what you call it, I will follow you, because you had an ear, you gave me advice from a wrong place, but at least you took time to sit with me and say, why did this happen? So what, and also you know, they're venting. They're just way, when you read a story also, this, they were venting. They had this anger. Mm. So what do you do with anger? This is so, I don't even know it's going to come up, but the Holy Spirit asked, fathers, what do you do with your boys that are angry? So if you don't steer that anger into something positive, like extramural activities or sports or whatever, they're going to start hitting. And we grew up that revenge, you know. We grew up in a society that you just see revenge of, like, revenge. And this is what happened in the Bible. So I was so sad and last I could see that this thing is coming from the biblical time. This thing of revenge. If the police doesn't do something, we're going to go burn that house. If the father doesn't do something, we will take matters into our own hands. But it's consequences.
That is like really something that I believe fathers need to pay attention to. I'm reminded, Sis Rhoda, that, you know, when I was sharing earlier on with the family, I said, when fathers do not act, then the sons will act up. And I was like, this is a message that is so befitting for this month, the month where we are celebrating our fathers together with our sons, fathers, and our youth, know, our young people. And it took me also back to the scripture that we find in the book of Malachi 4, verses 6, that says, the God is saying this there in that scripture. He says, and that he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Now, this is the part that scares me here, that if we're not going to play right, if you're not going to adhere to his word and his correction when it comes to this matter, he says, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. And so that also, I'm also like, Lord, as we stand in the gap for our fathers, as we stand in the gap for our sons, our daughters, our youth, our young people, can you bring them back? And the enemy knows about these scriptures. The enemy knows. And that's why we have so many fathers who are non-resident fathers or who are just ATM fathers as well, who are not even concerned about the well-being of their children, which is like really sad.
And that's why they are harboring anger. I've watched a clip last week about a young boy, and I saw it last night again. And they asked him, why are you hitting other children? He said, I'm angry. My father's not here. They have fathers. Their fathers love them. You see the anger that's building up. And fathers don't know. Even daughters. I grew up with a father that doesn't want me, even wants me. The pain of growing up with a father that you know it's your father, but he does not want to even talk to you. It's painful, and it's got consequences. Some channel that consequences into rage, into act. They do something. They will, rebellion. They will behave differently. But it's their way of getting rid of this pain, and they don't know. And so we need people to come in and say, you know what? That is why Mordecai was there for Esther. That is why Elizabeth was there for Mary. Elijah was there for Elisha. Timothy, Paul was there for Timothy. Where was their parents? You understand? Which means that even if you don't have children, but if you see a boy acting up, talk to him. Ask what's going on, young man.
So it would only mean that young man is crying for help.
Yes.
Sure.
Because you don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to kill, I'm going to hurt, I'm going to disrupt the class. You know, I look at these videos also of kids acting up against the teachers. There's an underlying problem that needs to be addressed.
Sure.
And again, if we as parents don't act up, if we don't act, our children are going to act up.
All right. Let's just hold it right there, my queen. We're coming back to talking to you some more. All right, then. We're crossing to the news and we're coming back with What Goes Mad, Sis Rhoda Hubert. Rand.
This is Heart to Heart. with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
I see a message there from Temba Mendu. Hi, Temba. Hi, Butemba. Thank you so much for that awesome message summing up what we are talking about and everything that's happening today so nicely. This is what he says. Quick one, Sis Rhoda, before I hand over to you. And he says, glory to God. Amen. We have a few of leaders like that. And yes, if fathers don't act, we as the sons of the living God will act up on God's word and try make good leaders, not just good looking leaders, not just good looking leaders, but good leaders, but hardworking leaders who are going to empty the prisons of, empty the taverns, empty the streets and starving others with dignity and pride in Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you, Temba. Amen. That is like really, I think he's a, what do you call them again? A poet. I think he's a poet. He put that so nicely. Yeah. He put that so nicely. And so we are talking to Sis Rhoda Groenboom, and today's topic on Patgos is if the fathers do not act, the sons will act up. My queen, take us through that.
Yes, yes. This is really, and I'm happy that you mentioned it. Everything is so in line, and you know, I think knowing me by now, that it's so important to, you know, be in line. And the topic is, if fathers don't act, sons act up. Mm-hmm. And what is the other word for acting up? And I just went and Googled it quickly. It's rebellion. It's causing trouble. It's acting badly, and it's misbehaving. You know, and it's behaving badly. So there's a long list. So if you see this in your son, you should start addressing it at a very young age. Don't wait for them to become young, you know, men, married men. Mm. And our short story is basically taken from it's a story, but we don't hear about these two beautiful girls that was raped. And their fathers are, when you talk about Eli, you know, well-known fathers, daughters, their daughters was raping. The fathers didn't do anything about it. Mm. And we're talking this afternoon about Tamar. She's David's daughter. And the story is taken out of 2 Samuel 13. And it's very important to go read the story so that you have a background and see where it ended. And another daughter that we're going to talk about is Dinah, the daughter of Jacob in Genesis 34. And both these well-known men, you know, called by God, and they were just there in the Bible. Their daughters were raped, but listen to the story, what happened to them. I'm not going to read all the story, but Tamar was raped by her half-brother, Amnon. And Absalom, her brother from his mother, found out, and they took her in. He took her in, and she lived in a desolate place, you know, in his home. Hmm. And Absalom and his mother, Makar, I think it's Makar, the name, they heard about it and they told David about it. And we read that David heard about it and he was angry. And that's where it stopped. Hmm. He was angry. Hmm. And David's wife expected, and Absalom expected David to act. They wanted him to act. Because they went to him and then told him what has happened to their daughter. David was angry, but he neglected to address the issue. And he knew that her life was ruined unless Amnon married her. Mm. And the sad thing about these two stories also is that the law in Exodus states that a man who seduced a virgin must marry her. And marriage seems the logical situation. So it's a sad story that if I'm raised now in the Bible time, that whoever raised me can marry me if he wants to marry me, and that is acceptable. And what has happened, because this matter was never addressed, Absalom harbored so much anger and hatred that he ended up killing Amnon. So if the father has done something, call or justice to prevail or something, Absalom wouldn't have taken revenge and, you know, killed Ammon.
Yeah.
We also reading about Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. She was raped by Shechem. I think his name is Shechem. You know, it's a difficult Bible name. Shechem. And what he did, I think, you know, when you read a story, everybody's got a different version that maybe he was in love with her and all that. But still, it doesn't give him permission to rape her, because after he raped her, he declared his love for her and how he's in love with her. And what also happened in this situation, Jacob did nothing about it. He did nothing. Hmm. And the brothers were so angry about this. And what the brothers did, they planned, they also tricked this Shechem and his father and everybody. And the trick was, they were going to revenge by killing Shechem. So at the end of the day, the Bible says here also, and we read it, they killed, they told him that, okay, you will marry her, but you have to be circumcised and all that. And when they did the circumcision, they knew these guys will not be able to fight. So they attacked him and they killed him. What has happened? If Jacob acted, if Jacob did something, this wouldn't have happened. His sons wouldn't have killed so many people.
Hmm.
And we also read in the Bible where Jacob grieved when Joseph was apparently killed, you know, by the wild animals. And he grieved, and he even refused to be comforted. That's how he loved Jacob, Joseph. But in this situation about his daughter, and where his daughter was raped, he kept quiet.
Hmm.
He was even keeping his counsel, you know, until his sons came back. And it is so sad. This father, it's not only affecting the daughter, you know, but also the sons, that they now took matters in their own hands and they killed. So what we read and what we learn about.
Okay, you're disappearing a little bit right there, my queen.
Sorry, my line. So what we learn from the story is that both girls had no. If you read both stories in detail, is that both girls had no voices.
Mm.
Okay, they were raped. The story was, if you read the whole story, it's no longer about them now. It's about the father's behavior and the brother's behavior. And the focus was not on these girls and what they've been through. I don't see where somebody sit with them, give them counseling. It was about the man, you know, the arrogance of men. And they were both abandoned by their fathers.
Hmm.
The fathers were supposed to protect them. The fathers were supposed to, you know, be there for them. And they were both abandoned by their fathers. And when we read about abandonment, you see it every day when you deal with a youngster, and even adults, even in your marriage, when you've been abandoned by a father, you see your behavior only later, not now. It only comes out later. We don't hear much about their pain. We don't know much about how two girls felt. And what I've made a note also, their fathers failed them. Their fathers failed these two girls badly. And I think we still see it in society that when a girl is raped or somebody touched me, you know, and I'm going to include now the mother also, where you are asked to keep quiet. You are asked to say nothing. Or sometimes the brother maybe know about it. Then you start acting. And I've seen situations where the brothers were enraged because nobody's doing something. Do you know my sister was raped? Do you know my sister was molested and you're not doing anything?
Mm.
So the brothers automatically feel that they need to protect their sisters. We read here, according to the way I read this, is that Dina's brothers and Tamar's brother, they were loved by their brothers. That's how I see it. And that is what I'm reading. And they just wanted to protect him. You know, they wanted to protect him, and they did something that their fathers were supposed to do. If the fathers had acted, if the fathers had gone to a meeting, if the fathers did something to address this matter, these boys wouldn't have acted this way. Their fathers didn't address the matter, and this really caused them to rage. It was now rage, because if you see how Dinah's brothers planned also the whole thing, how Epsilon planned it. He waited 2 years before he even attacked his brother, you know. But that didn't go away. That emotion didn't go away. Mm. And the brothers was acting, although they loved their sisters, they now had rage, and they killed.
Hmm.
And then now you hear the story that after Dinah's brothers, the two brothers, after they now were killing and they did this, Jacob came now. Now you hear Jacob, he's not concerned about, you know, he only raised his concerns after the killing. And it was more about, you know, he didn't mention about her pain or the condition of whatever. It was more about, he was now concerned about him and his image and how this whole act, this killing, is going to affect him and his well-being.
Mm, mm,
it was nothing to do with, okay, sons, you were wrong, man, your sister. No, it was more about him, his ego. And if, when you read the story about Dinah also, because last time I asked the Holy Spirit, how can a father do this to his daughter? But she was Leah's daughter also, remember? So maybe he really didn't love this child the way he's supposed to love her. She was just there. You know, the consequences of just being there, you know. This is what happened there. And the sweet reality about Jacob's, David's life, that is Absalom fled after killing his brother. And we're reading that David mourned now him, Absalom. So what we read is that David mourned what happened to him. He didn't really mourn what happened to Tamar. And after Absalom fled, he was now mourning, and Absalom was staying in Gersha for 3 years. And the sad thing about this story is that David was watching how his children disintegrated before his eyes.
Hmm.
Before his eyes. How many parents can relate? Some parents will say, I don't know what happened to this child. I don't know what. I always say, I also raise teenagers, if you don't know how to address the situation, get some help. If you don't know how you're going to talk, if you know you're not talking nice or whatever, get somebody else in to say, so my daughter is withdrawn, she's just in a room, she's not, just, oh, my son is acting up. Just get somebody to come and talk and say, you know what, I will not tell your mother, but I'm here to help you. So what happened to Tamar is that she was disgraced, and we're reading that she was never married.
Mm.
And her embittered brother, Absalom, rebelled against David. You can see, if you read the whole story, it was now just a rebellion. But he was defeated, and he was unfortunately killed.
Mm.
And Tamar lived out her days in the royal harem. And what happened to Dinah? We're reading that the beautiful thing about Dinah is now a thing. She, when we read and I was searching, she got married to Jake, to Job. You know, that's another story for another day. So she at least found some love and some happiness.
Mm.
And what happened to the two brothers, Simon and Simeon and Levi, David called her, Jacob cursed them. You know, he called them out for killing men in anger. Listen to this, father. He called them out for killing men in anger.
Mm.
And thus he cursed them. And then Jacob allots them no property or territory for the tribes. So what I want to say to fathers that if we, and even mothers, if we don't do something when there's a situation in our homes, our children, like you said earlier, is that they will get help somewhere else. They will get advice somewhere else.
Mm.
But it's time for us that, even like with me, with my kids, that if I don't know how to address the situation, I used to get help.
Yeah.
I said, listen, if I talk to this child, I'm going to destroy because of my personality. And then I find out later that it's this and this and this and this. And then I learn now, you know, you learn as parents also how to talk to our kids, how to address a situation, how to do things. Because when we don't do that, they are so exposed to media, they're so exposed to the phones, they're exposed to so many things. And I want to say to young people today, this is where you're coming in. This message is for you, because how many of you are staying in a home where this is maybe happening, and father's not doing anything, my father doesn't hear me. My daughter used to say, Mommy, you're not hearing me.
Mm.
And I said, but I'm listening. She said, you're listening, but you're not hearing me. There's a difference between listening and hearing. So I want to say to young people that we know that you guys are going through a lot. A lot of things that are happening in our youth, but never revenge. Never take revenge. Go see somebody, go see your pastor, go see your youth leader, go see somebody. And the lesson that I've learned from both brothers, this two women, their brothers, is that think before you act. You know, ask yourself, what are the long-term consequences to my action? Although I love my sister, although I want to protect her, but killing and destroying another person is not going to, how can I reverse what has happened? Mm. It's now how we're going to move forward. Because what we're teaching our youngsters is also revenge has never solved a problem. You know, fight fire with fire has never solved a problem. And what I want to say to our youth today, especially when you are in a bullying situation or in a difficult situation at home, revenge will destroy your life. It will destroy your life.
Sure. Wow. Sis Rhoda, may the Lord help our youth.
Yes.
May the Lord empower our fathers to do right by our youth. For the glory of the Father, for the glory of the Father. At the end of the day, he should be receiving all the glory. And I think it's only good that we would even place them at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I think it would be a scary, it will be a scary day when our fathers will have to account on what they did. When they were here on earth, and what they did or how they reacted to all the things that their children reported and they were going through, and to those that misbehaved who needed correction. You know, I was watching a certain program on TV where you find, it was like Nanny 911. It's just, I forgot the name of the show now. Where psychologists, a specialist who deals with children, would come into a family and observe, you know, on the first day, just observe what the children are doing, how they're behaving, and give advice to the parents to say, this is how you have to correct them. And there was this child who was throwing toys everywhere, biting everyone, being difficult. And she was only four, but she was a terrible four. That the father wanted nothing to do with her and the mother. And this person moved into the family with them for day one, just to observe. And you know what she said? She said, this child is crying to be disciplined.
Wow.
The child is only crying for discipline. And nobody is paying attention to the child's cries. And this is going to be really bad if they are not going to do anything about it as their as her parents. She needs to be disciplined, and disciplined the right way. And she taught them how to discipline their own child. And so may the Lord help our fathers. It's a ministry. Being a father, it's a ministry. And unfortunately, you're not only father to your biological children. You are a father to many more. And so may the Lord really, really come through for our fathers and empower them from on high. And so in closure, says Rhoda, before we pray for them, what are your statements to both our young people and our fathers?
You know, you just closed my statement, and I loved it. I said, go on. You know, if we are proactive, that's what I'm hearing. Because I hadn't had a closing time. I also always put it now. If we as parents are proactive, our children will behave differently. And I think for youngsters, if you cannot talk to your parents, do what my daughter used to do. She sent me a WhatsApp and telling me how she's feeling. And there was no voice, no verbal, but I got the message. You know, I got the message. They might not like it as a parent, but young people start talking and verbalize how you feel. Even if you tell an aunt or pastor or any, you know, adult, to start talking. Because also for us as parents, we didn't get a manual how to raise teenagers or young adults. We don't. We just learn, and we make so many mistakes along the way. But for both is that, you know, have a teachable spirit, even for parents. If you not don't know how to deal with a situation, get a parent that, that has raised kids your age, that has already found bonds, and say, how did you do it? Mm. Help me. Yes, I've got my lifelines. And say, listen, I don't know. I'll keep quiet for now. Just pray, just do that. I have my people that I phone, and I believe my daughter also has her people. And if it's time to come and hurt, hear a thing that you don't like, it's okay. Hear it, cry, cry. Mm. But it's about saving our children. So, you see, we are so geared and programmed to only act after, like Jacob. After the killings, now you want to come and talk and say, why did you do this? Look what you did now. You see, let us become proactive as parents and as children.
Wow. Can we just take it to the Lord in prayer and pray for both the fathers and the children?
Amen. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you, God, that you have placed us on earth and we are alive in a time such as this. Father, you know it's very difficult to be a parent, and when we serve you, we just want to be in a world. And many times as parents, I'm thinking it for all parents and especially fathers, that we have failed our children. We have dealt with situations not accordingly or, you know, the way we think. But in the end, we have hurt our children. We have disappointed them. And many times as parents, we make the mistake of that when I grew up, I didn't have a voice, so we're doing it to our next generation. Father, I pray that you will come into homes and that you will come and just help families and youngsters. We pray for our youth, God. We pray for your hand of protection over them. They are going through so much, God, comparing to what we went through. And many times as parents, we make the mistake, we want to compare them with our age and everything. But help us, God, give us renewed minds. Also give us hearts, God, and let us not provoke our kids, God, but let us love them. Let us steward them, God. You assign these kids to us and help us to be faithful stewards. I pray for families, God. I pray for restoration. I pray for healing, God, and I pray that your word says that the steps of the orderly are the righteous are ordered by God. And today I ask that you will order each parent's steps today. Yes, we've done wrong and we stand in repentance, God. Come and forgive us, and we hurt our children. Help us, God, to hear them, not just listen, but to hear them. And Father, Holy Spirit, please be with us. Help us raise our children in today's time and era. Father, I also pray that you will raise up mentors the same as Mary had Elizabeth and Esther had Mordecai and Timothy had Paul. Come and raise us up, God, as mothers, as community leaders. Help us, God, that even if it's not our children, that we will help and make a difference in Jesus' name. Father, may your peace strengthen us. Bring healing, God, and bring back that love for the family unity in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my beautiful queen, for ministering unto the family. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do we get hold of you?
Yes, you can get hold of me on 083-637-8242.
083-637-8242. Do you know that I know your number by heart now?
Yes. Thank you
so much, my queen. We love you. And may the hand of the Lord be forever upon you.
Amen.
We are really blessed
Amen.
To have such an awesome awakening. And may we continue to pray for our fathers. Thank you. And pass our greetings and love to your beautiful family.
I will. And thank you for having podcast. Stay blessed. Prophesy over families this month in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen.
Love you all.
We love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.